Cotton seems to have hit a floor or bottom around the 70 cent a pound area, but it hasn't gone down to those lower prices earlier in the season of 65 to 68 cents per pound. And now some new information. USDA reports that only 10% of the expected 2012 crop has been contracted. Considering that cotton was about 90 cents a pound for months, this is very surprising that growers did not take advantage of the 90 cents. But now, due to the drought in the Midwest and reduced yield prospects, corn and soybean prices have skyrocketed. Soybeans at $15, corn at $7 a bushel. If cotton remains flat and corn and soybeans remains high, cotton acreage will decline in 2013. That same scenario is likely to happen in peanuts. A good crop of peanuts is on the way, but it may be a two-year supply if corn and soybeans stays as high as the prices being quoted today. We'll have to wait and see, but some post-harvest marketing opportunities could be coming to farmers. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.